If you leap awake in the mirror of a bad dream, and for a fraction of a second you can't remember where you are, just open your window and follow your memory upstream to the meadow in the mountain where we counted every falling star. I believe the light that shines on you will shine on you forever. And though I can't guarantee there's nothing scary hiding under your bed, I'm gonna stand guard like a postcard of a golden retriever, and never leave till I leave you with a sweet dream in your shine. Gonna watch you grow. Gonna paint a sign so you'll always know. As long as one and one is two, there could never be a father loved his daughter more than I love you. Trust your intuition, it's just like going fishing. You cast your line and hope you get a bite. But you don't need to waste your time worrying about the marketplace. Try to help the human race struggling to survive its harshest night. I'm gonna watch you shine, gonna watch you grow, gonna paint a sign so you'll always know. As long as one and one is two, there could never be a father loved his daughter more than I.
This is Daria.
This is Owen.
This is Eli.
And this is Don.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Mini Fridge with a very special guest. Oh, he's so happy.
So glad to be here.
Yay. My dad is here just for this, honestly. Ooh. Which is so awesome. What do you think of the studio so far, Dad?
It's very cool, and there's a lot going on.
I know. It is a little overstimulating. For those of you who have not been in the studio before, there's a million items everywhere, and also names of former shows signed everywhere. It's very magnificent.
Should we do an episode where we just describe the room the whole time?
That would be so awesome. Yes.
We read all
Radio
the
Lab.
Graffiti.
Yeah, we should. That would be really awesome.
Guess what happened in that show.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, wait, we're doing a spiral today.
Mm-hmm. Woot.
Which means we're switching off based on what people think of when they hear the song. That last one was started off with my dad, his father and daughter, by Paul Simon. That was very adorable. Why'd you pick that song?
Well, it is a little bit of an anthem, a wedding anthem, but, you know.
A wedding anthem?
Yeah, you'll find it in the...
Oh, like a father-daughter dance.
Father-daughter dance, I forgot about that.
Yeah, but it is, you know, Paul Simon's our, like, legacy music. I used to listen to Kurtochrome with my mom, and we're listening to Paul Simon, so it's pretty
adorable.
Cool.
It's very adorable.
But it also, intro with the guitar, that was a little bit of a spiral down into the bridge.
That's good. That's really good. That's really good. I like it. Our next choice was from Eli, who was kissing up to you.
I wouldn't say so. I would say that the guitar tone really reminded me of Impossible Germany by Wilco. I think I chose the live version.
Yeah.
Which I tried to do research on this, and it was really diminishing returns when I would try to find more things out, but I found a version of it on Spotify where it's a live version from Artists for Net Neutrality from 2012, and it is the same recording, which led me to believe it's from like a really niche like festival that was like Artists for Net Neutrality, but then I tried to look that up and there was really no information about it.
That's super
fascinating.
Funny.
So I just the normal version I think is what I put on, but little tidbit.
Yay.
Little inside baseball.
Little inside baseball. Okay, let's get into it.
Impossible Germany, unlikely Japan. Thank you.
wish you would kiss me before it's all too late. But if you're gonna kick me, babe, at least let me pick the place. I really know nothing, but now and again, now and again, now and again, I believe. I really believe it can change. Who can you turn to? Who can you run to? Who can you open up to? When there's nowhere to go, when nobody sees, not even daylight. A dream. Don't scream. Don't cry. It's just one night. Don't cry. Don't scream. It's just.
Cuts out.
Yeah, because it transitions into the next song.
Ooh.
What was that?
Just like Beyonce.
Wait, what was
that? Just like Beyonce on Renaissance.
True. I've been listening.
You've been listening?
Thank God.
What do you think?
It's great.
Okay, cool.
Obviously.
Nice. Okay, just had to get through
Never
that.
Never though.
Now that we've got that out of the way. Okay, that last song was In the Blink of an Eye by my new band, Believe, which we can now talk about because we all have tickets to the show. Just kidding. I'm not gatekeeping them. But... former bassist of Black Midi, which is the predecessor to Black Country New Road, which is like the predecessor to a lot of like windmill math rock stuff, whatever bunch of words that mean absolutely nothing to the majority of the population.
I really want to go to the windmill pub. It's this pub in Bristol in the UK,
England,
where
yeah.
all these bands are like coming out of for
I know
some
it's
reason.
So yeah. cool. So that's a big scene there, is like all the noise and Baroque and stuff. But okay, why that I was biased by wanting to play a song by that band, but something about the intro did remind me of your song, Owen, which was
Pictures of You, right?
Yes,
by The Cure. Yeah, I think I picked that song, as I said. I just couldn't remember some pictures of your pictures to you, my bad. Because A, it has the main version, not the radio version, which is what we played, but is longer and has like a long solo guitar sort of thing, which I reminded me of the song before, the Wilco song. Mm-hmm. And also Impossible Germany, I think it's sort of about like feeling alone while you're not alone. And I think Pictures of You has sort of similar, like, lonely while you're in a relationship. But I don't know.
That's beautiful.
Well,
thank you for sharing. My dad went to a Cure concert, and I'm jealous now.
I went to a Cure concert also.
What the heck?
Well,
why?
You missed the most important.
With my mom.
First married concert.
First married concert.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. My mom and dad love music. Isn't that beautiful?
Boom.
And when the Black Flag mosh pit got going, we had to move.
Oh, wait. No. I was going to say, was she pregnant at that point?
No.
No.
Wait, Eli, did you talk about why you picked the Impossible Dream? You talked about it before. Okay, yeah. Can't remember.
Thank you for checking.
Frigger.
Sorry if I excluded you.
No.
I actually already spoke.
Do you want to talk about your next song?
It's
Dawn. Sorry.
So, I listening to that song, I thought, oh, that sounds like that big bass drum that Genesis puts out, like No More, No More.
I don't know Genesis like that.
There's one song they have called The Brazilian, which is a super hype song if you're getting ready for a match or something. But I thought an 8-minute drum solo wasn't the thing to bring to this. So.
This is exactly the place to play that.
That's for the mini fridge after hours.
That second set. So this next song is one of a deeper cut from Genesis.
How did you come to Genesis?
Oh, Genesis comes to you.
Okay.
They were just everywhere in the 80s.
It's Phil Collins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is, in case you didn't know this, the number one contributor of memorabilia to the Alamo in San Antonio.
Wow. Wait. Wow. What? Why did he have all that stuff?
Collector of
random.
Yep. Is he not British?
No, he's from Florida. No.
Why does he have all that stuff?
He likes the Alamo.
That's so funny.
Shout out the Alamo.
My aunt works at the Alamo.
Whoa. Didn't know that. Lore.
It's pretty cool if you're ever in San Antonio. It's like the only thing to do. No offense, San Antonio, in case you're listening.
Oh. Breakfast tacos.
Yeah, there's really delicious food.
Shout out to the Spurs.
Oh, the Spurs. That's true. Nice. And the Riverwalk. And that's it. okay. We will now hear Genesis.
Yeah.
Je ne sais quoi. What's that? I don't know. I'll talk about it off air.
You just press fast forward.
But there is still a chance to hold on to what
whenever you're ready.
A public service announcement from WMFO, Medford. Take time to be a father. It only takes a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Thanks for taking time to be a father today. I love that ad because it always reminds me of the ad on the side of the road of Poe with an adult panda because they're a race. and it's Poe and the adult panda because apparently in Kung Fu Panda 3 he meets his birth father, but it feels like erasure for the ad.
The dad
that raised him. Oh. His adopted father.
What animal is he? A goose?
I know. I was trying to remember. I think it is a goose.
No, I don't think. He's like a...
Oh my god.
And he makes the dumplings.
Yeah.
He's the dumpling king. And Poe has a really hard time serving the dumplings.
Oh, he is a goose. He is a goose.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Ping.
Thank you for reading that, Dad. Thanks for being a dad. Yay. Also, I think it's funny that they give a phone number instead of being like, call your child.
I also like that the dad, like the letters or the numbers that are associated with the letters for dad is like not at the end. It's just in the middle of the number.
They couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Okay, we only play one song. So do you want to talk about what made
sure.
you think of it?
As I was saying off air, I had a hard time finding something to play after this. But I was trying to find something that was 80s, 90s-ish. And eight. Something, that, what, early 80s?
No, I just said Prince's,
80. Yeah. I chose a song that is also about missing or loneliness. That song is very much about it being a long time since Phil was with someone, and this Prince song is about it being it's going to be a long time. It's going to be lonely.
Mm.
Wow.
Post being with someone. So.
Was this cover controversial at the time of this Prince album?
The picture of him?
Prince self-titled
being androgynous.
And also being, like, naked.
Hey, I don't know. I wasn't there.
I was asking my dad. He was there.
Yeah. I don't know. They got pretty risque by then.
Right. Y'all are crazy.
What year is it?
I can't tell from just looking at it. Oh, yes, I can. 1979. Oh. Oh, my God. You were just a mere 10 years old. Wow. Little guy.
I was still listening to Styx at that time.
Nice.
What is Styx?
You don't know Styx?
No.
Have you seen Freaks and Geeks?
No.
Really iconic.
My mom's high school.
Really?
By the way, based on my mom's high school.
Oh, I thought you were... Oh. I just meant she was like...
No, the guy who wrote Freaks and Geeks went to her high school.
Shut up.
And so it's... Yeah. It's heavily based on Syosset High School.
It's funny to say the guy that went to her high school.
I forgot that it was Judd Apatow.
Is it? Maybe... I might have just lied. I hope I didn't.
Okay,
we'll let you know at our
after,
next break.
Okay. Yay. Music.
I think you're right.
Bye. Stop. thank you, baby. Like sugar sometimes. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Whoa, yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes. How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Oh, now. How sweet it is to be loved by you. It's like jelly, baby.
that vintage wine. Now I try hard not to become hysterical, but I'm not sure if I'm laughing or crying. I wish that I could push a button and talk in the past and not the present tense. And what's this hurting feeling? Disappear like it was common sense.
It's time for our segment.
Oh, we're not gonna talk about the song.
Oh yeah, let's talk about the song. Sorry.
There were four that played.
There yeah, were
yours was the first.
Three.
No. I talked about mine.
That's, you did?
No, oh, we right. talked about it off air.
No,
I
you
talked
you
about
did
the Prince song.
He
okay,
did talk
cool,
about it.
Cool.
I there was a line. So there's a line in the Prince song where he says, "I'd be in a messed up state of blue, and I'd be so lonely without you loving me." And like when and on blue, it's like. I think it's a snare drum or something. It's like blue, and then it stops, mm-hmm. and then all it's like full stop. There's no sound, mm-hmm. and then he continues, mm. and so that reminded me of, stop. What's the actual title of the song?
How
sweet it is to be loved by you.
Mm-hmm. Wait, stop.
Because he goes stop, and
oh,
thank
right.
you. Like,
right.
and then it, and right. it's like the he says stop, and it's the big piano, and then there's no sound.
That's beautiful.
And then he keeps going. So that was why I picked it.
That is beautiful,
James Taylor.
Great song.
Guy.
I thought about picking something exactly from that genre, but I instead did it partially based on the title and then partially based on the way there's like a driving sound the entire song. In this case, it's like the bass line. Love. Indie hit Be Sweet by Japanese Breakfast. Low-key the song of the summer 2021.
Was that true?
No, it was probably honestly like I came to it late, but mm-hmm.
Summer 2021.
What? Okay.
I was just thinking about that summer. before college.
Reminiscing. But I love that song. And then we had
The Brilliant Mistake
by
the number one Elvis Costello.
The king. Boom.
Yeah. I feel like I had to represent for Eli's mm-hmm. mom and I.
Exactly.
And I did wear that cassette out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
King of America.
But there was a mistake reference in the previous song, so it drew it out of me.
That was really awesome. I'll have to listen to King of America all the way through. Eli, I think your next song blends so nicely with it.
Thanks. Do you want to go into it or do you want to do the segment?
We have to do our freaking segment.
Would you like to begin?
Okay. This is What's in the Fridge with the Mini Fridge. I would say I literally have no food. I need to think because my dad has been here and my mom was here too. Oh, I have like six.
And they ate all your food.
No. And they've been really generous and kind and given me food. And, well, I made my dad lunch once.
I feel like you got a whole freezer stash now.
Right. That is true. But I have 2 leaves of kale left. And I do have probably 12 stuffed pasta shells for my mom and 1 Horsha Gema? Horsha Badamjun? What'd you get?
I think it's Badamjun.
I think it's Badamjun too, which I'm really excited about, of course.
It's stronger than the Badamjun.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay. That's exciting. That's eggplant, for those of you who don't know.
Yum.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah. Public exposure.
I have some chicken shawarma in there. That's
would you feel safe
old.
Eating nope. it? Okay.
I meant to throw it out before today, so that I didn't have to talk about it on air, but I forgot.
Is this one like was in your backpack for like a day?
It was not a day. It was like 20 minutes. But I had to. Did we talk about this already? I feel like we probably talked about this on air already. I left it. I took it for work. Didn't eat all of it. Then I brought it home, and I left immediately, and I had to text in our house group chat and say, can someone go into my room and put my chicken in the fridge?
A great text.
Because I forgot to take it out of the and put it in the fridge. But that's... I also am very low on groceries. I have some sour cream in there to go with our...
Delicious chips
that I've been eating.
Mm.
But I think that's it.
Me too. We should all go. It sounds like we should all go together.
Should we go after the Red Sox game?
I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I have 2 shriveling red bell peppers, 1 in our fridge and 1 in my fridge at work.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have anything in the fridge, Dad? Oh, you do!
I put some milk in there.
That's true. Thank you.
Yes.
Wait, what about your sandwich?
Oh, I love the sandwich.
Bagelsaurus.
Shout out to Bagelsaurus. Oh my God, that was really good.
He got the hot smoked instead of the cold smoked.
Okay. I always get the cold.
I haven't gotten the hot yet.
That means it's like cooked, right?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Lots of dill.
Yeah.
Yum.
Dill forward. Okay, I think we're going to have time for 1 more song.
Oh, we should.
This is Daria.
And Owen.
And Eli.
This is Don.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been the Mini Fridge with Don.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming multiple thousands of miles to be on our awesome show. Also, if we went to Tufts University still, we would have to say this is our last show.
True,
but we
not.
Don't. Because we're keeping it going.
Because we're unk.
Because we're unk. My dad learned unk today. Oh, unked and what? Unked.
Well, don't they have next week too? I guess not. If you're a senior, you have next week. Probably.
Yeah.
You're also washed, Dad.
True. True to what Owen said.
okay, yeah, clarify.
Okay,
this
the
is
song
be...
I chose, sorry,
no,
is Cemetery Gates by The Smiths. It starts very abruptly, as did the previous Elvis Costello song, and that's what made me think of it, and it has a similar instrumentation.
Nice.
Trenchcoat Mafia.
Yes, I'll accept that label.
From University of California, Davis.
Yep.
Yay.
Bye.
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 See you next week.
I dread it's only days, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yates are on your side. I dread it's only days, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yates are on your side. Wild is on mine. So we go inside and we gravely read the stone.
all those lives, where are they now? With loves and hates and passions just like mine, they were born and then they lived and then they died. Seems so unfair, I want to cry. You say throws the sundown salutation to the dawn, and you claim these words as your own. But I've read well and I've heard them said 100 times, maybe less, maybe more. If you must write pros and points, the words you use should be around. Don't plagiarize or take on loan. But there's always someone somewhere with a big nose who knows and trips you up and laughs when you fall. He'll trip you up and laugh when you fall. Text from whence was ripped some dizzy whore 1804. I dreaded sunny days, so let's go where we're happy and I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Oh, Keats and Yeats are on your side. I dreaded sunny days, so let's go where we're wanted and I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side, but you lose, 'cause where the lover wild is on the mind.